السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers in Islam. I was thinking today about too many things and I have a thought, reflection. Number one, I see what's going on again. I send many messages, many Quran verses and I have a few and a few even a few lines. Many weeks ago and after Ramadan, everybody has a zeal and give me mashallah good reflection. Little by little, reflection decrease. The working in the verses of Quran decrease. What it meaning? Daily routine of dunya increase. And it's not enough time to reflect. What it mean? It mean now we're going again. What will happen when this happen? Genetic come up. Habit go up, blindness, and by talking to many people in the last couple of days and reflect over too many email and too many issue in many people's life, and I discover something. You remember al-qalb al-salim? You remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In the day, no kids, no money will benefit you. Imagine Allah mentioned only two, kids and money. Except those who coming with a pure heart to Allah. Today when we deal with each other, when we see the condition of the ummah, when we see the amount of drama and complicated life we cause it to ourselves, where it's coming from? The heart is not salim. The heart is not pure. If the heart is pure to Allah, wallahi, our relationship is easy. The way we look at things is easy. The way we reflect over things is easy. Everything is easy. And when this happened, what happened? Everything is easy. Everything is calm. Everything is, you know, we're full of peace and tranquility, a lot of help to each other, a lot of caring, a lot of love. And what happened now? We become like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, Al-mu'min hayyunun layyin. Al-mu'min hayyun layyin. Is easy and soft. Whatever you take him, it go. Why? He's with Allah. Everything is easy. No complication. Where is the complication coming from? When the nafs is high, when the disease of the heart is high, this is where all the problem occur. Why? The heart full of disease of the heart. Arrogant, envy, jealousy, this, that, anger, greed, selfish, No peace. No calm. No calm within. Just call Ya Allah. See what happened. Say Ya Salam. See what happened. But from your heart, not from your lips. Think about Yawm Al Qiyamah. Think about the grave. Think about all the people who are suffering. Care for other. Start caring for other. And spend your time caring. And willing to do anything for goodness sake, for your grave, for your room in the grave. The room can be very tight and can be very spacious. The room can be, وَالْعَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ, may Allah protect us from that, a room of Jahannam or a room of Jannah and a valley of Jannah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you're really living journey of Iman and really reflect over Akhirah, life is very simple. Yesterday, I have some situation in my life and I remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-dunya jannatul kafir wa sijnul mu'min. Dunya is the paradise of the kafir, the disbeliever. the unbeliever and the jail of the mu'min. Every summer for the last almost 30 years or more, or 40 years, I love to go to the beach. I cannot go to any beach. When I was young, I was addicted to beaches. I grew up in the beach. I love the sea. I can't. Why? Naked people. Fitna. I like this food. I can't. I like to do this. I can't. That's why when you look at the mu'min, the dunya become a jail. Jail, prison. The only thing it make the mu'min, his jail become beautiful, when the jail and the prison of the mu'min, Allah opened for you the tunnel to remember Allah, the tunnel of loving Allah, the hidden tunnel, the one is only between you and Allah, full of hope, full of bounty between you and Allah. This tunnel always make you think about Jannah. Living in different world. Yes, you are in jail. Yes, you are in a very tight room of this dunya. Yes, you are so tight of anything you like and love and you love to do. But deep down inside your heart, you have a beautiful tunnel. This tunnel is straight toward Allah. By this way, physically, you are in jail. Spiritually, you have a beautiful tunnel of light and bounty between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, from outside, I look at you, you are miserable. You are sad, you're lonely, you're broken, you're missing a lot of things. But from iman-wise, love of Allah, believe in Allah, tawakkul Allah, think about His bounty. Think about what He's doing to you is not to finish you, but what He's doing to you to make you, to prepare you for His meeting. Because dunya is boiled the nafs. Wallahi, dunya spoiled the nafs. Destroy the nafs and make you ugly inside out. Akhirah, love of Allah, belonging to Allah, make you beautiful inside out, make you easy. And at this moment, all this present, yes, is a present. But you will do exactly like Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi. I put you in a present, but you're smiling. You're happy. You're giggling. Because you know you're preparing your soul to meet your Lord. And now, all the activity of dunya doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't bother you. Only thing it bother you is your relationship with Allah. And when this happens, you're dealing with things, you're dealing with the daily routine, you're dealing with everything in a very easy manner. What happens if I get too busy? None of the above will work. My heart is tight. Now I'm in jail of my own nafs. Now I do not have the tunnel. Now the door of dunya is open. And now my jail of me in this dunya as a mu'min is broken. And now I'm like an animal, hungry, coming out of the present. I want this. I want this. And this is what happened. We become like a very vicious animal coming out of the gate, want to attack and eat, and nothing is enough. This is dunya, my brother. This is my dunya, my sister. This is dunya. This is why Islam take us from the tightness of dunya to the vast space and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in akhirah. By this way, the mu'min living in this life, but he's not really tired the way you think. He's not uptight. He's not lonely. He's so happy. He's so happy. Because I can be sick, I can have pain. I can be suffering. I cannot have what I like. But I'm thinking, reflecting over Allah Qudra and my relationship with Allah, my love of Allah, thinking about Allah and His wisdom, it makes me paralyzed. It makes me wonder, I'm not here. I am here, but I'm not here. Even my sadness, my ambition, everything is not for here, for the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have a beautiful tunnel between us and Allah. May Allah make us among those who can see the truth. May Allah enable us to clear our heart and make our heart clear and clean and pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength to be for Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. Extremely short. Choose now which heart you want to meet Allah with. A pure heart or heart full of jealousy, envy, ugly, anger, this and that. You destroy yourself for no reason. You destroy yourself for no reason and you will pay the price high. You're living in misery in dunya, torture in the grave, torture yawm al-qiyamah, torture for infinity. Wal-ayazu billah. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, go back and give yourself some time between you and Allah. Listen to my messages. Do your homework about the verses. Reflect and send me reflection. Because something came in my heart today and I'm really serious about it. If I see this behavior, I'm going to quit. Because I do not want just to be like that. And you are going to sleep and you take my messages slightly. No, no way, no way, no way. Please, if you do not interact with me and show respect to my messages and do the homework as soon as possible, send me a real reflection, not a fake one. We can go from there. Please. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us before it's too late. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.